Do you really believe that something came from nothing?
Yes.
Ready?
We didn't come from nothing, and no scientist believes that we ever came from absolutely nothing.
Do you really believe that something came from nothing?
Yes.
Ready?
The Big Bang is not something from nothing.
Before the Big Bang, there was nothing, literally nothing. And then something happened, triggering the most colossal explosion in history. In a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second, the universe grew from the size of that tiny point to something billions of miles across. This colossal blast created everything, all the matter we see in the universe today.
The Big Bang is not something from nothing.
Do you really believe that something came from nothing?
Yes.
Ready?
The Big Bang is not something from nothing. So something must be eternal without a beginning, and it could be the matter and energy of this universe.
You know, I always ask them, do you think matter and energy created itself? And by the way, the title of my message is God or Magic? Because remember, anybody that believes that matter and energy could create itself believes in magic. That's magic. Just think about the concept of the Big Bang. Poof! Magic! It's an imagination. That's all it is. It's a rabbit being pulled out of a hat. You know, it's just like, you know, and so I bring these facts forward to them. I just say, well, do you think matter and energy created itself? Or do you think that something outside of matter and energy brought it into existence, which is consistent with the laws of thermodynamics? They'll say, well, Matt, it's possible that the universe is eternal. Because you're right, Matt, there must be something out there that's eternal, and we don't want to attribute it to God. So let's just say that matter and energy are eternal, that everything we see in nature has always existed.
So something must be eternal without a beginning, and it could be the matter and energy of this universe.
Let's say I have a cup of hot water and a cup of cold water, and I let them sit here. What's going to happen to those? They're going to equal out over time, right? The temperature is going to become the same. Well, right now in our galaxy, we have comets, which are balls of ice floating through space. They're melting away. We have balls of fire that are deteriorating and burning down. If the universe is eternal, why do we still have balls of fire in space burning up? Why do we still have comets going about in their orbit? Why? If the universe was eternal, we'd reach a point of equilibrium. By the way, we wouldn't even be here. The planets would be out of orbit. Everything would be a mess. Life wouldn't even be able to exist. So when they say, the universe is eternal, I just ask them, what celebrity have you been listening to? Because they get it from celebrities. They don't get it from science. And then they say, oh, well, you're just afraid to be investigated. No, the truth fears no investigation. Ask me any question you want. I'll avoid foolish questions, but at the end of the day, if it falls in the realm of science, I will find an answer.